I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Good morning, and welcome to Score Values here on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Tyler Buterbaugh. And coming up on this week's show, I sat down with the CEO and Executive Director of Kids Matter, Nina Menes. She shared the mission for Kids Matter, their upcoming Empower Gala, and how you can make a difference in helping kids in need. And I also got a chance to sit down with Michael Bempa. He is the founder of Pinpoint Scholars Foundation and CEO of Pinpoint Precision Engineering. And he shared his mission with Pinpoint Scholars Foundation and how to give students every opportunity to pursue a career in STEM. Now joining me this morning on Score Values here on 670 The Score is the CEO and Executive Director for Kids Matter, Nina Menes. Nina, good morning and thank you for joining me today.
Hi, Tyler. Good morning. So happy to be here.
Absolutely. And I really appreciate you spending your time, your Sunday morning here with me doing this interview. But I came across Kids Matter and I've been wanting to kind of get more information about it. So as far as for those who are not completely familiar, could you share what Kids Matter is and what is the overall mission?
Of course. So the mission of Kids Matter is to help support young people who say no to destructive choices and yes to endless possibilities. And we will be celebrating our 25th anniversary in May. Mm-hmm. We work in DuPage, Will, and King County in four primary areas, one being youth mental health. Second is in kind of that career exploration, career pathway work. We also work in leadership development, as well as we do education and support for parents and families and kind of act as a connector in the communities.
That's fantastic. And now, how did you yourself get involved with Kids Matter? And how long have you been with this organization?
Yeah, it's a great question, Tyler. Thanks. I have been with Kids Matter for 4 years. And previously, I had worked at College of DuPage, as well as at District 203 in Naperville. And so I was familiar with some of the individuals that were involved with Kids Matter. Just loved the organization. And when a position opened, a couple of people called me and suggested that for me to apply. So I did, and here I am, and I couldn't be happier.
I love that. I mean, you guys are doing great things here at Kids Matter. Nina Menes, she is the CEO and Executive Director for Kids Matter. Now, Nina, for those who want to get involved, whether to donate or become a volunteer, how can one go about it and how do they start in the beginning?
Sure. So we have a gala coming up on November 15th here in Naperville at the Embassy Suites at 6 p.m. So if anybody is interested in attending the gala, they can go to our website, which is kidsmatter2us.org. To order a ticket, you can do that from our front page. We will have the actress, author, and mental health advocate, Mariel Hemingway, joining us, as well as the former ABC news anchor Alan Kershevsky, who will be the NC, and Liz Spencer, who's the executive director of NCTV here in Naperville. We're honoring her with the Kids Champion Award. So we're looking forward to celebrating also young people that night and raising money for our programs.
That's fantastic. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned the gala because I wanted to talk about it. And I looked at too, as far as for sponsorships, if someone as a company wants to get involved, is it too late? Or if it is, where can they go to be a potential sponsor for Kids Matter in the future? Or if it's not too late, is there a way they can kind of get involved in that now?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We still had a few days left before we print our program, but we'd love to encourage additional sponsors for the gala. And again, if they have an opportunity and have an interest, they could call me. My number's on the website. If they go to Kids Matter, you know, the numeral 2US.org, there's information about sponsoring, also information about donating as well. We also have some really interesting programs that people might like to donate to or to underwrite. We have a program called Springboard Series in the summer, and we work with area high schools and provide programming collectively together to young people that would like to explore careers in healthcare, pharmacy tech, trades and construction, life and physical science, and then we're going to be piloting one this summer in AI and arts and innovation. So those are also wonderful opportunities for folks to come and help us with different field experiences for young people in companies, or if they would like to be an underwriter or sponsor of the program. All of these springboard programs in the summer are at no cost to the young people. We try to raise money so everything's underwritten.
Nina Menes, she is the CEO and executive director for Kids Matter. Now, Nina, I noticed that you have a page on your website that can direct you to resources for just any situation that someone might be going through. Could you just share a little more on the resources that Kids Matter offers?
Of course, of course. So Kids Matter helps to lead an organization called the Collaborative Youth Team, and that is 35 organizations that help to support youth and families in the area. And with those folks, we offer a lot of different resources as well as the resource page. So people will call us and say they're in need of a variety of different things, and we can help get them connected to, you know, a resource that would be helpful in the community. We also, with, you know, our Springboard Series for young people interested in careers, we partner with College of DuPage, many other partners in the community, and Endeavor Health. We also have a youth mental health first aid training program that we work on in partnership with DuPage County Transformational Grant, which is a partnership between DuPage Foundation and the DuPage County Board. And we also work with Endeavor Health, Linden Oaks, on that training. This year at the gala, we're going to be celebrating training 2,000 people, youth, adults, and teens, in a youth and teen mental health first aid. So we're really, really very proud of that and grateful to our partners. Kids Matter was designed as an organization that's a coalition of folks that want to support young people. So we work with a lot of businesses, organizations, and nonprofits in partnership.
That's amazing. And I mean, I also, Nina, want to kind of talk about, you guys are currently in your Target Giving Circle program. You started that October 1st and it's continuing through the end of the year. Could you kind of share a little more information on what Kids Matter is doing for this Target Giving Circle program?
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you brought that up, Tyler. Yes, we were very grateful that Target selected us to be part of that Target Giving Circle program during this season. And so if individuals go onto the Target app, they can select Kids Matter for their points when they're shopping. Mm-hmm. And we would be so grateful during this season of shopping, et cetera, if they consider Kids Matter to receive those points. And within the group, I think there are about seven or so of different nonprofits within the group, then they divvy up funds depending on who has the most points. So you would be grateful for that.
That's awesome. No, I love that. It's kind of a little, almost like a competition, but more in all the good, good outcomes. Now I've noticed that you on your website that there people can reach out to host a future Kids Matter event. How can someone go about that? Is it just by going to the website? And then, could you just share a little more about the potential for someone being able to host an event for Kids Matter?
Yes, of course, of course. So if anybody is interested, a lot of folks right now have been very interested in youth mental health first aid training. And we actually will come to their site and provide the training at their site. So that's one thing. The other piece is if someone's interested in, let's say, hosting a fundraiser for Kids Matter, or if at their company they're interested in doing a volunteer activity. We've had some companies help us. We have a stress relief bag that we provide during our training and to schools during Mental Health Awareness Month. So we always are in need of extra support in putting those bags together.
Nina Menes, the CEO and Executive Director for Kids Matter. I want to thank you again for joining me this morning and sharing your mission and giving me more information about Kids Matter. And before I let you go, could you just kind of remind the listeners where they can go and find to get more involved in Kids Matter and just kind of overall future events where they can participate as a helper or donate as a whole?
Absolutely, Tyler. Absolutely. So if folks would go to our website, which is kidsmatter2us.org, you would be able to see all the various activities that we are involved in. And we also have a job fair that will be coming up in January on Saturday, January 3rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Fort Hill Activity Center in partnership with the Naperville Park District. We usually have around 50 employers and we had about 1,000 people come through last year. So love to see you there.
I love it. Nina Menes, thank you again so much. And enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you so much, Tyler. And thanks so much for the invitation to be part of the conversation this morning. Really grateful.
Joining me now here on 670 The Score, Score Values, is Michael Bempa, founder of Pinpoint Scholars Foundation and CEO of Pinpoint Precision Engineering. Michael, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Tyler?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you again for joining me this morning. And I just want to start it off with, can you just share a little bit with myself and the listeners about the Pinpoint Scholars Foundation and what it is and just kind of what you are working to accomplish with it?
Yes. So thank you for having me on. Pinpoint Scholars Foundation it's something that I created. And it was birthed from my company, Pinpoint Precision Engineering. I own an engineering firm here based out of Chicago, Illinois, a full service engineering firm where, you know, we do large scale projects. We build bridges and roads and just different 5G infrastructure. And, you know, me, myself being a civil engineer, I didn't have the opportunity to really learn about all of these careers and these good opportunities growing up young. So Pinpoint Scholars Foundation, I created that really to provide access to the youth early on at an early age. So many times we only think of, you know, some things such as sports and entertainment, where we can go in and become really, really successful. But there are other careers that out there that's very profitable that I think young people should have access to early on.
I love that. And then I see that your motto is you can't be what you can't see. Can you explain a little more on what that means and just how it drives the mission of the foundation?
Absolutely. So growing up, you know, you're surrounded, you know, your environment is really what shape who you become and who you are. And I didn't see a lot of representation. I grew up on the south side of Chicago. I didn't see a lot of representation of, you know, what I would deem a success at the time. So it was really, you know, really hard to, you know, kind of figure things out and uncover, you know, these possibilities that's out here. But I went to college, I took a career exploration class, and that class was very important because it combined your hobbies with, you know, your skills, what you were strong at, the subjects you liked the most. And it, you know, it gave me a few options, but civil engineering was one of them. And I did my research and I was like, man, this is totally me. So ran directly to the advisor. I said, hey, you know, I think I found the major. And, you know, the advisor, you know, really, I don't know, just hit me with a punch in the gut by saying, you know, yeah, but that's a really tough major. And people with your background and from your community, they don't typically go into that field. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, most people don't go into the field because they don't know about it. So, you know, I just decided to continue to advocate and push forward, took all the tough classes. Now I'm a licensed professional engineer in the state, in multiple states, and I own my own firm. But I couldn't have done all of that if I didn't, you know about, you know, this particular career that's out here. So I created this foundation to make sure that the youth can see other things, other career fields and other opportunities as lucrative, and just expose them to as much as possible in the STEM fields.
Now, what kinds of programs and opportunities are you providing to help students build the skills and see themselves in STEM careers?
Yeah, so we have an engineering program. I'm a civil engineer, but STEM is so broad. And I, you know, a lot of times you go into these schools and they're really only teaching robotics and coding. But we're forgetting about, you know, the water treatment engineers. We're forgetting about civil engineering. We're forgetting about, you name it, biochemical, so different types of programs. So we put together a program list that really encompasses all from the video arts, video engineering. We have financial literacy classes. We have drone piloting classes, entrepreneurship. We have project management and construction management classes, just an array of classes and diverse STEM fields that, you know, we want to expose the youth to so they can just pick what they like and, you know, hopefully pursue that career.
That's awesome. I love every bit of that. Now you did mention just a bit ago that you did grow up in the Chicago South Side, Inglewood to be exact. How did that background shape your vision for the foundation?
That background really helped me learn and understand, you know, what's needed. Oftentimes, you know, we talk about access, and, you know, there are so many good people living in communities across the state, across the country, that just don't have access. And, you know, that shaped me in a way where it made me tough. It really shaped my mentality of, hey, I need to really go out here and get it. You know, nothing's really going to just, you know, come to me. And with the right access and the right opportunities, you know, it's going to light that fire and, you know, it's going to motivate you to really go and really be the best that you can be. So growing up on the South Side, I'm so appreciative of my background. I'm appreciative of the community that I'm from. And, you know, I would just like to, you know, really just be a steward of change and be able to bring more opportunities to underserved communities across the state and across the country.
Michael Bempa, founder of Pinpoint Scholars Foundation and CEO of Pinpoint Precision Engineering, here with me on Score Values here on 670 The Score. Now, Michael, I wanted to ask, what was the turning point in your journey, the moment that you knew you wanted to build not just a company, but also a nonprofit to open doors for others?
Yeah, so I would say that turning point was not only not having opportunities, you know, when I'm young And, you know, I'm growing up, and I'm, and, you know, I'm trying to find myself. Typically, a lot of young people, they, you know, they go off to school. They still don't know what they want to be. And I was able to find this career, and there were more barriers I had to face and encounter. So many barriers, even to starting my business, so many barriers to access. So for me, you know, I said, hey, you know, we have to figure out ways to not only provide access, we have to, you know, create a seat at the table for individuals that's interested, whether it's in entrepreneurship, whether it's in engineering. You know, there's a great saying that, you know, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And I believe that so strongly that I decided to make sure I create Pinpoint Precision Engineering to provide opportunities, but also Pinpoint Scholars Foundation to really provide the access and education that's needed for those opportunities. So, you know, it's just my life journey. I always run into obstacles because, you know, when people see you, they're going to, you know, they're going to prejudge and or underestimate you. But as long as you know who you are, you know your why you're doing these things, why you're here, you know, you have to fight through those things, and, you know, you have to get to the point of success. And that's why I also I've written two books. One book is a financial literacy book, and the other book is How to Become a Civil Engineer. And in that book, I talk a lot about establishing your why early on, knowing who you are. So that way, you know, when you get knocked down, whether it's on the field of playing sports or whether it's in life, you have the tools to get back up and to keep pushing forward.
That's fantastic. I love that. Now, Michael, I wanted to ask real quick, kind of going backwards a little bit. Was there at any point that you felt discouraged from pursuing engineering? And if so, what kept you going, and how does that experience influence how you mentor students currently today?
Oh, yes. So anyone that's in engineering would tell you that you're going to, you know, run up against a lot of setbacks and obstacles. And I think that's what makes that major so special, because you have to keep pushing through it. There's a lot of what we call weed out courses, because when you become an engineer, you realize that, you know, the first half of all the courses that, you know, you took, really it's just preparing the mindset and preparing you for courses that's further down the line. That's a lot easier, but there's a lot of challenges. You're going to have the naysayers, you're going to have, you know, long days, tough classes, examination periods. You know, you're going to have, you know, just you're going to be tried in many ways and tested mentally. But you know, there is always, you know, a light at the end of the tunnel. The goal is to keep pushing through and, you know, like I mentioned before, understand why you're there. Look at the bigger picture and keep pushing towards that bigger picture. And, you know, regardless, you will be successful, God willing.
I love that. That is very moving. Now, Michael, representation in STEM is still very low, especially for African-American and Hispanic students. Why does closing that gap matter, not just for the individuals, but for society?
Yeah, it matters for society in multiple ways. You know, it goes back to if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. So once again, you know, it's very important to understand what's happening in your neighborhoods and in your community so it won't negatively affect you. But also, you know, if you traveled around the world and you see different people in different cultures, people have different ways of doing things. And, you know, even when I travel now, you know, I'm always looking at, you know, and I'm looking at the nerdiest things. I'm looking at the, you know, the placement of beams. I'm looking at, you know, the placement of signs. You know, people have different way of doing things, big and small. And in order to get the best product, you need everyone's input and everyone's point of view, because there's something that someone may be doing or that a particular community may be doing that, you know, you necessarily never thought of it that way because you was brought up in, you know, one environment, right? So it's very good to have people from multiple environments come together, put their ideas together, and just create a great product so we can all enjoy it, and it can be the most innovative, you know, advancement, technological advancement that we've seen. And, you know, to me, that's just the best way to do things.
Now, looking ahead, what is your vision for where the Pinpoint Scholars Foundation can go in the next 5 years?
Yeah, my vision is really for us to go nationally, if not internationally, really build out programs and, you know, even schools that focus on teaching the youth what they need now, right? Schooling has changed. Society, life, our environment is changing quickly, but our curriculum is not keeping up with it, right? Finances is important. Understanding how to code, understanding all the, you know, this digital technology, this age that we're living in is very important. So what, you know, my goal is for the foundation is to really give the youth what they need now and in the future to be successful, whether that's through programming. We want to provide scholarships for the youth that's interested in going into STEM related majors in college. And we just want to really support the youth in any way we can to keep up with the fast changing environment around them.
Michael Bempa, he is the founder of Pinpoint Scholars Foundation and CEO of Pinpoint Precision Engineering. I want to thank you for coming on with me this morning. But before I let you go, can you just share for the listeners who want to get involved, whether as mentors, partners, or supporters, what's the best way to connect with the foundation?
Yes, we would love for any and everyone to really figure out a way that they can connect and give back. Please visit psfcommunity.org. You can sign up to volunteer. You can donate. You can follow us on social media. We're launching a podcast next month to really talk about what we're trying to do and connect with the youth. At psfcommunity.org, you can, you know, find just different ways to engage with us. And you can also find us on social media at Pinpoint PE is our handle. So please, you know, we welcome everyone.
Michael Bempa, thank you again for joining me this morning, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you. Have a great one. Thank you for having me on.
And that will do it for this week's edition of Score Values here on 670 The Score. I want to thank Nina Menes, the CEO and Executive Director of Kids Matter, and Michael Bempa, the founder of Pinpoint Scholars Foundation and CEO of Pinpoint Precision Engineering, for joining me this morning on Score Values. And if there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, or if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That is scorevalues670@gmail.com. And once again, I'm Tyler Dieterbaugh, and thanks again for listening to this week's edition of Score Values here on 670 The Score.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.